Positive action is the only appropriate response to a negative thought. When a negative thought pops into my mind, I turn on my good finder and remind myself of all my blessings. I look for the good in my family, my friends, my work, and myself. I count my blessings and continue counting them until my thoughts move in a positive direction. When a negative thought pops into my mind, I review my power graphics. They drive their powerful positive message deep into my consciousness. They push negativity aside, and they help me focus on my dreams. When a negative thought pops into my mind, I repeat positive self-talk. It pushes my inner voice in a positive direction and restores my positive perspective. Positive action is the only appropriate response to negative thoughts. They are not welcome, and they don't stand a chance when I take positive action. I am a lucky man. At least that is what scientists tell me. One astronomer named Peter Ward speculated in his book, Rare Earth, that there are no more than a dozen places in the entire universe where it would be possible for humans and carbon-based life to exist. He points out that in the center of the universe, the radiation levels are too intense for life to survive. Only at the outer edges of the universe would radiation be sufficiently reduced for a world like ours to develop. He says that we are lucky because we are in the Milky Way galaxy on the outer rim of the universe, and as far as we know, this is the only planet where life definitely exists. Billions of dollars have been spent on studying the far reaches of space, and as yet, we seem to be the only lucky ones. Just how lucky are we? Well, if our planet was any closer to the sun, it would burn up in searing heat. And if it were farther from the sun, Earth would become a frozen planet, a ball of ice hurtling through space. Just luck? I don't think so. We have an atmosphere that contains approximately 20% oxygen, which is just enough to support animal life, and we have plants that take in carbon dioxide and regenerate it to form more oxygen for us to breathe, which keeps us alive. Is that just luck? I don't think so. We have an atmosphere just thick enough to protect us from harmful X-rays and other forms of ionizing radiation from the sun and outer space. Is that just luck? I don't think so. Scientists tell me that a small double helix of nucleic acids called DNA encodes the information that determines my genetic destiny. That DNA packs a whopping punch. It's a genetic cookie cutter that determines every physical characteristic of who I am. Every cell in my body contains a complete set of genetic information in my chromosomes, and the dimensions of one set of chromosomes is so tiny it wouldn't even fill the space in the eye of a needle. It's spectacular nanoengineering that boggles the mind. Is that just luck? I don't think so. Neuroscientists tell me that my brain has trillions of neurons wired together in such a manner that I have infinite capacity to store information in my brain. And most amazing of all, I have the gift of consciousness. I am aware of myself, my place in the world, and apart from the world. I can actually think and create. Is that just luck? I don't think so. So much for what the scientists say about how lucky I am. I have a different way of measuring whether I am a lucky person. Let's go down my personal lucky list. Number one, I had the privilege of being born in a place and time in which I had the personal freedom to live my life as I pleased. I didn't need to ask the king, the sheriff of Nottingham, the local warlord, or the dictator of the decade for permission to live my dreams. Number two, I had the privilege of receiving a college education. Number three, I had the privilege of going to medical school and becoming a physician. Number four, I had the privilege of becoming a board-certified ophthalmologist. Number five, I had the privilege of becoming a retina and vitreous surgeon and was able to fight against blindness caused by cataracts, retinal detachment, diabetes, and ocular trauma. Number six, I had the privilege of living in a country which protects freedom of speech. Number 7, I had the privilege of living in a country which protects freedom of religion. Number 8, I had the privilege of serving my country for 5 years in the U.S. Navy. Number 9, I had the privilege of living in Puerto Rico and sailing in the Caribbean for 5 years. Number 10, I had the privilege of having a great wife. Number 11, I had the privilege of having 2 great children. Number 12, I had the privilege of working overseas in Panama, Puerto Rico, Kenya, Liberia, and Saudi Arabia. Number 13, I had the privilege of learning to speak and read French, Spanish, English, and Arabic. Number 14, I had the privilege of owning 5 Land Rover Defenders, dream machines that have taken me out back and beyond in the deserts of Arabia and Australia. Number 15, I had the privilege of sailing around the world on my 12-meter catamaran, exit only, for the past 11 years. Number 16, after a car accident, I had the privilege of receiving transfusions of 7 units of blood, and I didn't get hepatitis or AIDS from the transfusions. Number 17, after breaking 5 ribs, 2 legs, 1 shoulder blade, and puncturing 1 lung, I am still living my dreams 10 years later. Number 18, I had the privilege of studying tropical medicine and performing my internship at Gorgas Hospital in the Panama Canal Zone. Number 19, I had the privilege of surviving the largest tsunami of the last century, and neither I nor my yacht received a single scratch. Number 20, I had the privilege of sailing the Singapore Straits without getting struck by lightning, while 5 other yachts were struck by lightning at the same time and place. Number 21, I had the privilege of sailing under the noses of the pirates of the Malacca Straits and the Gulf of Aden without a problem. Number 22, I had the privilege of visiting 50 countries around the world. Number 23, I had the privilege of having sufficient financial resources to live many of my dreams. Number 24, I had the privilege of writing 5 books. Number 25, I had the privilege of having 28 websites in all stages of development in the Positive Web Ring. Number 26, I had the privilege of having a personal relationship with God based on love, and when I talk to God, I have the privilege of calling Him Father. This list is getting very long. So what do you think? Am I a lucky man? My mother doesn't believe in luck. She tells me that I'm blessed, and I'm inclined to agree with her.